So our final show tonight comes from the fourth in a series of Stuart Permett's comedies, which take a look at the world as seen by four very different women. Tonight, Leslie Joseph recreates her stage role as Dora, a person of restricted growth.
Maureen from next door having another one of her tantrums. She hasn't taken her tablets. Went to put the milk on my cornflakes this morning. It was sour. I was as sick as a dog. I was standing over that loo, retching away for nearly an hour. I feel as weak as anything now. Didn't even have the strength to go and get the papers. There were two brothers living upstairs. Didn't want to ask them. One severely mentally handicapped and the other is a security guard. Even the dog's got a limp. They don't exercise it properly. The stink that comes from that hallway. I've never once seen them throw out any rubbish. I would complain, but they don't make any noise. You can hear a pin drop in this flat, except when Maureen's having a bad day. An Irishman on the ground floor was made redundant when a brick fell on him at work. Spends all his time in the garden. Some days I just sit at the window, looking out at the trees. They had to rehouse me. I got extra points. Got me out of a dump I was living in and found me this place. I used to live in one room. I got really fed up. And now I've got two rooms. So I can always go from one room into the other. I thought having the extra room would be handy for entertaining. But I haven't seen anybody since the incident. Well, except Molly, who she killed herself when she fell off the stage at Paignton. Blind as a bat, she was, never wore contact lenses. But Stan's too busy being a television star to worry about me. And I taught him everything, how to articulate his words. No one used to understand a word he said, used to mumble, and we played him some big theatres. I took him aside and gave him elocution lessons. Only thanks I ever got was a lump of dough in the eye during the kitchen scene in Snow White. Stan, Molly and I were all munchkins together on the tour of the Wizard of Oz. Turned out the girl playing Dorothy was the girlfriend of that mass murderer from Farnham. We were on the road for at least a month before anyone knew. By the time we got to Hull, the theatre was packed. Quiet little thing she was. Nice voice, but not much stage presence. Wonder what happened to her. Now, I worked quite solidly over the years until my incident. Did a lot of skin work. I mean, at one time I was Britain's number one cat, until they talked me into having a hysterectomy. Played the Palladium. Twice. Well, I thought that was the high spot of my career. Until I was asked to play the title role in Humpty Dumpty at Peterborough. If ever a part had my name written on it, that was it. Oh, I've been dying to get my teeth into Humpty Dumpty for ages. Should have been the turning point of my career. Brand new theatre. Name above the title. But I wasn't counting on crossing swords with old King Cole. Yeah, from the very first day of rehearsal, he was determined to take that show away from me. I mean, he was booked in as a straight man, but he would insist on being funny. I mean, I don't think he had a funny bone in his entire body. You're lost without a decent... I mean, there's no point in doing Humpty Dumpty if you can't have a decent thought. Once you've lost a provincial matinee audience, there's no going back. Even the Naval Parts Glove Puppet Act was greeted with stony silence. Of course, the minute the curtain came down, the producer rushed round and wiped the floor with the king. We're overrunning by an hour, and I know who's responsible. But we all knew who was responsible. And then the king had the nerve to say, if you want to lose an hour off the show, get rid of the dwarf. I'm not a dwarf. Of course you are. You're a dwarf. That's what everyone calls you. I am not a dwarf. I am a person of restricted growth. Well, we all call you the dwarf. Well, I grabbed hold of his collar and I banged his head against the wall. I don't know where I got the strength from. All I can remember is pounding his head against the wall until blood was trickling out the corner of his mouth. It took 4 stagehands to pull me off him. They rushed him to hospital. I fractured his skull. I didn't feel 1 ounce of remorse. I reckon he got off lightly. I'm not a dwarf. I am a perfectly formed, small person. Stan is a dwarf. Molly, God bless her, was a dwarf. I mean, there's all the world of difference between me and Stan and Molly. I mean, if either of them two walk down the street, they get some very funny looks, but nobody bats an eyelid when I'm out. I mean, sometimes a child might turn to its mother and say, look at that funny little lady, but that's about all. But it's a different matter if you're out with Stan or Molly. I hate violence. I came very near to smacking the Wicked Queen across the mouth at Ipswich. My one moment during the entire show was my tap routine. Now, Atherton was frozen downstage right, waiting for the lights to come up on the next scene. 2 performances running, she let an ink pot drop and roll across the stage into the footlights. Needless to say, nobody was looking at my footwork. Avril, I said, I beg of you, don't let that happen again. Well, never so sorry, Dora. It was an accident. Oh, I'm sure it was. But if it ever happens again, I will physically pick you up and hurl you across the footlights after the ink pot. We got on like a house on fire after that. We mapped out our own territory and we kept to it. Well, at least she didn't call me a dwarf. I was put on a charge for assault. I said to the judge, how would you feel if somebody called you a dwarf? But he wasn't very sympathetic. They brought in a verdict of diminished responsibility. And I was sent to this maximum security mental hospital in 3 acres of its own grounds in Hampshire. I tried to look on it as a bit of a rest. As the ward sister said to me the day after I was admitted, I know you're sane. You know you're sane. If you just play them along at their own game, you'll be sitting pretty. And she was right. I was released after 6 months' good behaviour and they found me this place. Oh, they were sorry to see the back of me. Said I was an asset. I got very pally with a pair of schizophrenic twin sisters who'd set fire to an old people's home. Nobody was badly hurt, you know, just a bit shaken up. So I never judge people on what they've done in the past, but what they are now. That was the secret of getting on in that place. I might as well have been dead. Didn't get 1 solitary visitor except Molly. She was very loyal till she broke her neck at Paignton. Oh, I remember her when she was as slim as anything. Used to do an act with her husband like Wilson, Keppel and Betty. They travelled their own sand. Oh, she'd let herself go. The last thing you want when you're Molly's height is to start putting on weight. No, I made quite a few friends in the hospital. I write to the twin sisters occasionally, but they never reply. I'm finding it very difficult getting work after what's happened. A friend of mine's got an agency that specialises in crowd work. They were doing a new Spielberg film in Wembley, crying out for little people, but oh no, I couldn't get a foot in the door. I'm being made to pay just because I lost my temper that one matinee in Peterborough. Anybody would have reacted in the same way. But I don't sit at home all day waiting for the phone to ring. I don't care anymore. I've even told his boyfriend I had to stop coming round. Only thing he was useful for was for reaching things I can't reach. He was nearly 6 foot. Other than that, I don't miss it. Used to make me wear makeup and call me his little dolly face. How can I be his little dolly face? I'm 48 years old. Works as a barman on a cross-channel ferry. Lives locally, but I told him not to come back. My mother would never believe that men were interested in me. She used to laugh when I told her I had boyfriends. She's in a home in New Cross. They've been expecting her to die for years, but she's holding on. She pretended not to know me the last time I went to see her, so I saved myself the journey. In all those years, she never once forgave me for being the way I am. She couldn't have any other children. My father left her shortly after I was born, and my mother took it out on me. Oh, she had other boyfriends, but she always tried to hide me, pretended I didn't exist. And I thought going on the stage would make her so proud of me. I'd do anything to please her. I used to picture her out front, drinking in all the applause. Because I knew how to get an audience in the palm of my hand. I've got natural talent. But she never saw it. Especially the woman who's the cat's protection needs knowing her. She's got a lot put away. She must have. She was as mean as anything all her life. Oh, but I'm all right. I don't need her. I don't need any of them. I'm happy here. And if I get really fed up, I can always go from one room into the other.
Dora was written by Stuart Permett, performed by Leslie Joseph, and directed by Marion Nancarrow.